Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI is on the air. Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service. Now let's go courtside for Rochester basketball on Giant FM Sports on WROI.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rochester High School, where tonight the 3-0 Rochester Zebras take on the 5-2 Lewis Cass Kings. Randy Wynn here tonight. We're joined in the broadcast tonight by Coach Dan Bailey of the Rochester Zebras. And Dan, this is going to be a battle tonight. The Lewis Cass Kings come in under Kyle Johnson, and you have a little knowledge of Coach Johnson, and you know his teams are always physical and ready to play. They're going to give you 100%.
Absolutely 100% effort. Pressure is going to be picked up full court the entire game, and this should be a good one.
You know, the interesting part is going to be down low. I think the battle at the post, it'll be interesting to see how well the Zebras can handle it. As you know, these guys come in here at 6'6", 6'5", and, you know, the Zebras haven't really seen anybody that's going to match their height and their physicality down low. It'll be interesting to see how the post will react tonight.
The foul game is going to be a big one tonight for Rochester, because if our bigs can stay in the game, I think they've got the ability to compete throughout the game, but we get into some foul trouble, and we don't go too far down the bench before we start getting little.
Yeah, that is exactly true. And Lewis Cass got here on a 5-2 record by losing their first game of the season to Carroll Flora, 46-37, and then they defeated Southwood, lost to Logan by 6 in the tournament there at Logansport, and then they've been on a winning streak as they have defeated Pioneer, Taylor, and Frankfort, as well as Tipton, their last game coming about 12 days ago. Does that concern you a little bit, Coach Bailey, as Lewis Cass hasn't been on the floor for 12 days as far as game-wise?
Well, I think the thing to watch would be a little bit of, they might call it rust, but what I like to see is, you know, kids this age, they're just anxious. They like getting out on the floor and playing, and sometimes that gets them going in a speed that maybe they shouldn't be going in. So that'll be the thing to watch, to see if they can keep themselves under control and kind of rein in that excitement to be back out on the floor again.
Tonight, the Zebras come in 3-0. They've defeated Culver, Judson, and North Miami. And really, I would say the Judson game was probably the toughest competition game that they've had. It'll be interesting to see how well they adapt quickly to this. And here, coming up in a little bit, you'll hear in the interview with Coach Malko, that what he's concerned about, is the physicality of this game and how well maybe the younger, smaller kids react, and then off the bench as well.
Well, that's the Judson game is a positive thing that Coach Malko can pull from, because that too was a physical, close, hard-fought game, and the Zebras could take a lot of bit of confidence out of that and bring it into a game like this.
Tonight, again, the 3-0 Zebras and the 5-2 Lewis Cass Kings. We had a chance to talk to Zebra Coach Rob Malko. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Zebra Basketball, Giant FM, 92.1 WROI.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs, plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignment, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Welcome back to the pregame show. This coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, connecting you with excellent healthcare providers alongside now Zebra head coach Bob Malko. And coach, here we are, game day on a Saturday. Kind of nice getting back into a routine of having a few weekend games.
Well, we do have, you know, an opportunity to play today over the holidays, and it's one of those things where it can be difficult when you don't have school and you come into a situation where you're practicing in the mornings over the holidays. And, you know, when you do play, it's not the same feel as when you're in school. But, you know, this year's been odd anyway. There's been times when we've been out because of COVID protocol or something like that. So the obstacles this year, when it comes to normal, are greater than we usually have. And, you know, it's something we've had to adapt to. And we've done a pretty good job up to this point. And, you know, hopefully we can continue doing that. And maybe, just maybe, we can get some normalcy here in 2021.
Tonight, the Kyle Johnson, Lewis Castle Kings invade Rochester. And, you know, very talented, very strong team. And this will be a good competition and good measuring stick to see where you're at before you head into that new year.
Well, it is. And his team is going to be physical. You know, they're going to play hard. They're a sectional opponent. And, you know, it's one of those things when you play someone you think you might meet in March, you're kind of careful to not show all your cards. And, you know, we definitely, whether we wanted to or not, are in that boat because of Quinn being out again tonight. And so, you know, it's going to be a game where, like you said, we're going to be kind of playing hard, trying to execute, but, you know, kind of looking at the other guy sideways from the standpoint of, you know, what do you got and what are you not showing us, and getting ready for, hard to believe, but, you know, 2 months from now we're going to be talking about sectional play.
Well, you know, you mentioned the sectional opponent, but then the nice part is you're getting them early in your season. This is game 8 for them, only game 4 for you. So still trying to feel some things out and really figure out where some guys are as far as off the bench. So it may not be necessarily showing them everything, but you may be able to change some things as you get farther down the season.
Well, every team changes a lot, you know, as you go through January and February. And that's fair to say. The one thing, though, that, you know, you always look at is you don't, if a team like ourselves or them, you play a certain way defensively, you know, you don't want to put too much out there where they can see their players and how they handle it or didn't handle it in the regular season. So you're kind of careful as to what you show, because it's one thing to watch a team on tape when they're playing another team. You get an idea, but it's a big advantage when you've got that when your own players are on the floor and you can help them out in the classroom with that. So, you know, this is one of those games for me where it's kind of like, you know, we got to play it. It's not a game that has any conference value. It's not a game that has any value other than it's on the schedule. But the problem is we may see him again later. So, you know, we're going to be careful what we do.
Tonight, the Zebras, like you say, without Quinn Stasiak, the second game. But you had that last time you played, and I thought your guard
play was well that night filling in for Quinn.
Well, it was, and, you know, tonight I told the guys it will be a lot different than it was last Wednesday. You know, North Miami is coming out and playing hard, but they're struggling, you know, with getting kids with experience on the floor that can execute the way they like. And, you know, so it was a relatively easy game for us the other night. That won't be the case tonight. You know, like I told the kids, when we walk on the floor, we're going to be going against men. They're physical. They're coached hard. I think that we're physical and we're coached hard. So I think it's going to be a couple heavyweight going at each other tonight at various times, you'll see. We're going to miss Quinn tonight. I don't think there's any question. We were fine last Wednesday, but I won't miss him tonight with his strength against a team like what Cass brings on the floor. So, you know, that's just something, though, that happens, and you got to work through and come together with other guys. And I think it's a really big game tonight for guys like Terry and Aiden, because this will be the first time they've walked on the floor and played against guys who were really physical. And this is a great opportunity for them to grow from this game as we move through the rest of the season.
Well, you know, and also as you get ready to look at your 2021 season, you've got a lot more physical games coming up, and this will be a good measuring stick for you to use for practices and what you need to do moving forward to get ready for the rest of the season.
Oh, well, there's no doubt. I mean, our hard games are coming. We've had a relatively light schedule to this point. We've only played three games. But, you know, Valley coming into town, we got to go to Whitco next Friday. You look at the Manchesters, you look at all these teams in our conference, the Perus that are so physical. We got a long road to go, and you know, hopefully we can get everybody back and stay healthy and have a fair chance to play the way we want to play against those opponents coming up. But you know, again, with the year the way it's been, you just got to keep going out and playing your best with the opportunities you're given. And this is tonight's game. I see as a real good opportunity for our young players to grow.
What do you want to get out of tonight's game? You've already said this is an opponent coming up. You're going to kind of play maybe a little vanilla. But what do you want to see out of tonight? What do you want to see out of these kids tonight?
I want to see how my young players, how guys who in the past for us either don't have the experience or intended to play, maybe not as physical as they need to. I want to see how they respond to it, because they're not going to have a choice tonight. They're either going to play physical and they're going to meet the opponent head-to-head, or they're going to get stuff down their throat. And that's a tough way to learn, but it's a way to learn. And either way, when we walk off the floor tonight, hopefully we're healthy. Both teams walk off healthy. But I think both teams are going to walk off with a lot of information about themselves and their opponent.
Five starters.
Same as we had against North Miami. We're going to go with Tarek at a guard, and Grant, and then our forwards are going to be Trent and Kyle, and our center will be Blake.
Coach, wish you the best of luck. We'll look forward to talking to you afterwards.
Okay, thank you.
Rob Malka with Rochester Zebras. This coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital. Back with more Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that goes through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways, and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, as we are still in the pregame as we get ready for tonight's contest, the Rochester Zebras and the Lewis Cass Kings. In the JV contest tonight, it went to Lewis Cass by a final of 50-21. Leading the way for the Zebras was Brock Bowers with 7 points. Also tonight, the Lady Zebras are in action at Pioneer. They won the JV contest 32-12, again, at Pioneer. So we'll try to pass along some girl scores as we can get them here tonight as well. Dan, you heard Coach Malco talk there a little bit about what he wants to see out of these kids, and really for these young kids, it could be a very growing up by fire tonight is, this Lewis Cass team. Not too many small ones on their roster.
Yeah, this is one that coaches like to call maybe a measuring stick a little bit. You're getting close to the halfway point, and with some young guys out on the floor, this is a good opportunity to see kind of where they're going to stand up against a really solid physical basketball team in Lewis Cass.
Well, you start out looking at the Zebras. You're going to start with Tarrant McLaughlin. He's a sophomore. He's got some experience. He played well last year on the JV and got some varsity experience, but he's still yet to really have a lot of pressure at the guard point for him. And tonight, I have a feeling that's going to be different. Tarrant is listed at, they list him at 5'9", but he's probably going to be coming up against some 6 foot or 6'6 guys here tonight. It'll be interesting to see how well he handles that and makes his good decisions on passes.
Yeah, Tarek knows the game very well. He has for a really long time, and he definitely doesn't have any quit in him. One thing I'm anxious to see is if Lewis Cass tries to take him down inside at all. Sometimes the Zebras like to switch defenses off and on, and yeah. I look to see if Coach Johnson, anytime he sees a man defense, an opportunity to take Tarek down in the post.
Again tonight, the 3-0 Zebras and the 5-2 Lewis Cass Kings. Dan, what do you see both sides? We'll start with Coach Johnson and the Kings. What do you see they have to do tonight to be successful against the Zebras? And then vice versa, what does the Zebras got to do to be successful against the Kings?
Well, I think for the biggest part, Cass kind of uses their defense to start their offense. Not necessarily turning the ball over, but causing quick shots or bad shots. That lead to fast break opportunities. You could see also from their JV game that bench brings a lot of energy on the defensive end, and that carries over to the offensive end. So I think with Cass, it starts defensively, and I think that then on the other side is going to mean that Rochester is going to have to match that defensive intensity and make sure they take care of basketball.
Time now for the National Anthem. When we come back, we'll have a tip for you here from Rochester High School. The Kings and Zebras up next here on Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
Be sure to stop at a Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. They would like to thank you for shopping locally and supporting their stores throughout the year. So this weekend, Smith Farm Store will give you an extra discount, including 30% off all clothing, accessories, and footwear, 20% off all toys, and there will be additional special sales and doorbusters all weekend long. Smith Farm Store's Customer Appreciation Sale this weekend, December 19th and 20th, located at 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
The Fulton County Solid Waste District has convenient drop-off sites throughout Rochester and Fulton County. Bring your clean and contaminant-free items to one of the following: 1452 Wenzel Street, Smith Farm Store Parking Lot, the former Hart Shafter Marks Parking Lot, Save-A-Lot Parking Lot, Leiter's Ford Tavern Parking Lot, the old service station in Kiwana, behind the Caston School, and the lot behind Billy's Restaurant in Akron. For a large amount of recyclables, drop them off at the Recycling Center. 1452 Wenzel Street, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, call 574-223-4939.
Hello. This is Lauren Doherty. As a Rochester native and graduate of Rochester High School, I am pleased to return home and join the practice of Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. After attending Ball State University for undergraduate studies, I continued on to law school at Charleston School of Law in South Carolina. I look forward to assisting new clients with personal, business, or family legal needs. I encourage you to stop by our office at 125 East 10th Street or give us a call at 574-223-4292. Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins is here for you now and will be here for you in the future.
The Manitow Moose Lodge, 1107, located at 1911 West Side Road in Rochester, offers dinner from 4 to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Food is prepared by One Eye Jacks of Winnemac. Daily specials are available along with their full menu. Call 574-224-3914 for reservations. The Manitow Moose Lodge, 1107, says there's no better feeling than making a difference in the lives of children, seniors, and communities.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball. On Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School is time out for the starting lineups. Starting lineups being brought to you by the Fulton County Solid Waste District. Please don't trash our future. Please recycle. I'll be all right. I'll learn to read. Starting out for the guest on the scoreboard, the Lewis Cass Kings, under the direction of Mr. Kyle Johnson in his second year. They are with a record of 5-2. His starters include a 6'6 sophomore. Number 3, Tyson Good. A 6-foot senior. Number 10, Nolan Young. A 6'2 senior. Number 23, Tyson Johnson. A 6'5 sophomore. Number 24, Luke Chambers. A 6'2 senior. Number 42, Carson Best. The starters for the Lewis Cass Kings. The Rochester Zebras, again coached by Rob Malko in his fourth year here at Rochester High School with a record of 3-0. They'll start a 6'2" senior. Number 3, Grant McCarter. A 5'9 sophomore. Number 4, Tarek McLaughlin. A 6'4 senior. Number 11, Kyle Reinhart. A 6'2 senior. Number 12, Trenton Reinholm. And a 6'6 senior. Number 23, Blake Hughes. The starters for your Rochester Zebras. Brady Wynn, Dan Bailey, glad you could join us here tonight from Rochester High School as we're getting ready to get underway here tonight. Again, the girls are in action at Pioneer, and we'll pass some scores along as we get those tonight. And Dan, this is going to be a dogfight, you know, and the interesting part will be, you've heard Coach Malko say he's going to try to play a little vanilla as Lewis Cass, a potential sectional opponent. You wonder, does Kyle Johnson feel the same way, or is he going full bore, go throw everything at him?
You know, these guys both may be talking X's and O's looking a little vanilla, but the intensity on the floor is going to be picked up here in about 30 seconds.
Well, you definitely, there's no doubt about it tonight. It's an interesting battle as well as, like you said, right now looking at the 10 starters on the floor, Tarek McLaughlin, obviously the shorter of everybody on the floor. We'll wait and see what Coach Johnson does to counter that. Like you said, it'll be interesting to see if they mismatch that down low as we move along. Time now for the tip. Tip being brought to you tonight by the Insulation Guys, your hometown certified insulation provider. In the middle for the Kings will be Chambers, and Hughes will jump for the Zebras, and we're underway here at Rochester High School. Tip is up and controlled by the Kings, and it'll be controlled by Young, and he'll give it in the backcourt now to Tyson Johnson. Johnson will run the point. He'll go off the right side to Good. Good dribbles back to the near side, back over to Young. Young at top of the key, back to Good. good. Right wing against Hughes. Now back to Young. Dobnicki goes left side and try to go down low to Chambers. Chambers turn around, jumper up, good. Oh, that was a give and go to Johnson. Excuse me, Tyler Johnson with the pass. Nice give and go that time by Chambers to Johnson. It's 2-0 Cats already, 30 seconds on by. McLaughlin with the basketball. McLaughlin will be guarded by Young. McLaughlin comes to the near side, picks up his dribble, now go off to McCarter. McCarter quickly to Reinerts. Reinerts at the block, up off the glass, no good. Rebound fought for. Ball's loose. Reiner comes away with it, goes back up to the glass, good. Offensive rebound for Reinerts, and he's got his first two of the night. We're knotted at two.
That was a really good response by Rochester there.
Cass with the basketball on the right side now is Young. Young down low to Vest. Vest has it, steps outside, now goes back up top to Good. Good to Vest. The ball's knocked loose and picked back up by Good. Tyson Good has it, gives it off now to Chambers. Back to Good on the right wing. To Vest down low to Chambers, up off the glass. Nice cut by Chambers, and they were able to seam on that. It's 4-2 now. Kings up on top, 6.5 to go here in the first. McLaughlin comes to Reinholt, and Reinholt can't handle the pass, goes out of bounds. First turnover of the game goes to the Zebras.
You can definitely see the first few possessions for both teams are kind of feeling it out a little bit. Super patient, trying to get a feel for exactly what's going to happen here for the next few minutes.
Cass now with the basketball. Cass penetrates into the lane, does Young. Young leaves it out for Good. Good jumper on the way off the glass, no good. Everybody crashes, and Reinerts comes away with it. Reinerts quickly out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin up the floor for the Zebras. Going to be trapped by Good. Now gives it off to McCarter. Down low to an open Hughes. Hughes fakes, goes up, blocked, and picked up now by Kings and Johnson. Johnson quickly pushes to Good. Good with the basketball. Kicks it back out. Top to Chambers. Out of Good. Swings to the left side. Down low to Best. Best with the basketball to Johnson. Thinks about a three. Out back in the corner. Back up top to Good. Swings it right side. Now to Young. Young has it. Tries an inlet pass. Knocked loose. Stolen by the Zebras. Here comes McCarter. McCarter with the basketball. McCarter on the right wing. Top of Reinerts. Reinerts back to McCarter. McCarter, free throw line jumper, way off the mark. No good. Quick lay ahead, Johnson. Johnson quickly down to Young. Young, layup up and... Yep, we got a charge by the official out front. Waiting to see both whistles went up, and no official made the indication. And finally, they did call it, and they call the offensive foul on Young. It's going to be his first team first. 5-10 to go here in the opening quarter. 4-2 Cass on the In Your True Value scoreboard. McLaughlin with the basketball. McLaughlin now goes to Reinerts on the elbow. Reinerts looking, trying to get somebody open. Finally gives it off to Hughes. Hughes on the right wing. Back down to Reinholt. Wins it to McLaughlin. Top the key to McCarter. McCarter will penetrate. Pull up jumper. Stripped loose. Ball's up on Johnson. Johnson for the Cass Kings. Up off the glass. No good. Rebound. Reinholt. Reinholt rips it out, and Coach Malco wants a timeout. I believe it's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. 4:43 to go on the Innards True Value scoreboard. It's 4-2 Cass over the Zebras. Opportunity to tell you about Kelligan of Fulton County. Better water, pure and simple. First Federal Savings Bank. They don't want to be the biggest bank, just the best. Fulton County Best One Tire. The most important person to them is you at RTC Communications. Phone, cable, and internet. All proud support sponsors of Zebra basketball all season long. Well, it's been a quick pace, Dan, up and down the floor. Both teams, like you mentioned earlier, being patient, trying to figure out the defenses, and you're probably going to see maybe some changes here after this first time out.
Yeah, definitely a concerted effort on both sides to try to take what they perceive as an advantage on the inside, trying to get the ball down low. So it'll be really interesting to see if this pace changes a little bit here.
Keegan Lytle into the contest for Lewis Cass, and he will now guard McLaughlin. McLaughlin comes to the near side to Reinhold, back over to McLaughlin. Down in the right corner to Hughes, back up top to Reinhold. So McCarter, left wing. McCarter against Johnson. McCarter, free throw line, kicks it back out to Reinhold. Reinhold penetrates to McLaughlin on the left wing. Right wing, excuse me. Now down low to Reinerts. Reinerts, top to McCarter. To McLaughlin. So teams being very patient, not getting a wide open shot and moving the basketball. You can hear the coach or the bench of Lewis Cass starting to get into this as well for the Cass Kings. Ryan, three ball, no good. Rebound comes away to Tyler Johnson. Now Tyson Johnson with basketball. Now quickly up to Lytle. Lytle, near side, out of good. Good, floating jumper on the way, no good. Reinerts rips the rebound. Quickly ahead to McCarter. McCarter with the basketball, one on three, pull up jumper, good. And it's 2-4-4, and we have a whistle down low after the basket. We've got a foul on Tyler Johnson as he picks up his first team second, and that'll give it back to the Zebras. Aiden Smith into the contest for Reinholten. We'll see if that's a game changer here early as the Zebras tied it up, and now they get the ball back, and now we're going to have a foul against the Zebras. And they're going to call that one on Reinerts.
Yep, I think we've reached the point in the game where it's going to, the intensity is going to pick up a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. I think you are correct. And we're going to get a host of subs as well. Coach Johnson go to the bench and bringing in a six-foot senior or junior, Tristan Miller, into the contest as well for Lewis Cass. 3:29 to go here in the first 4-4. As Cass now has the basketball. Miller with it. Swings it to the left side. Now to Lytle. Lytle has it to Johnson. Johnson back up top to Miller. Miller to the near side to Lytle. Lytle thinks about a three, gives it off to Tyler Johnson. Now down in the corner again to Lytle, dribbles it in, kicks it back out to Lytle. Shot on the way, no good. Hughes with the rebound. Down to McLaughlin. McLaughlin with the basketball. McLaughlin against Lytle. Penetrates, kicks it back out to Hughes, back to McLaughlin. Dobnicki to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Now puts it on the floor, looking for McLaughlin, gives it to him in the corner. He'll dribble back out and reset the offense. 2:40 to go here in the opening quarter, 4-4, on the Inyards two-value scoreboard. Grant McCarter not being able to get open very well, and now a five-second call against the Zebras. And the Rochester going to the bench and bringing in Reese Rainey. Rainey will replace Hughes, and back in is Best. Sitting down is Tyler Johnson. And good back into the contest. And Lytle will sit down. Coach Johnson has a little bit of an advantage as well going to the bench. He's got several guys that he can go to, and the Zebra is only about two or three deep tonight. Johnson with the basketball. Now up top to Miller. Miller against Rainey. Backs it out. Back to Johnson. Down in the right corner to Chambers. To a cutting good, and he's going to be fouled. And that one's going to be on Reinerts, and that's going to be his second. And Hughes will be right back into the game, and Reinerts will sit down. You mentioned it early in the pregame, the foul situation, and right now you've got one of your leading scores with two fouls.
That's one that hurts, you know, 23, 24 feet from the basket. Love the aggressiveness, but, man, you'd like to have that one without that foul happening.
Miller shot on the way. Aaron off the mark. And the Zebras have a rebound. McLaughlin with the fast break. Pulls it up. Now to Aiden Smith. Smith back up top to McLaughlin. McLaughlin to Smith. Back to McLaughlin. Top of the key. Now they get McCarter open. Three ball on the way. Off the mark. No good. Reedy chases down the rebound. And he has it stripped by Good. Ahead to Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson goes to the hole. Left-handed layup up and good. Tyson Johnson's got two, and it's 6-4. Now Cass on top with a minute 35 to go here in the opening quarter.
Tyson Johnson really solid at the point guard position. Just kind of patiently let that happen.
McCarter gets open for a three ball all the way good. And it's 7-6. Zebras back up on top by one. Tyson Johnson defending Grant McCarter, and the Zebras finally able to get a screen and get McCarter open. And hits that one from the top of the key. Quickly down the other end is good. Has the ball stripped, picked up by Aiden Smith. McLaughlin now with the basketball. McLaughlin will reset the Zebra offense. Again, trying to get McCarter open. They're running him off a couple different screens. Hughes with the ball in the corner. Now to McLaughlin, and Coach Malco wants one shot. He wants to bring it out with 50 seconds to go. We'll see if the Zebras can do that.
This will be a real good test for Tarek and Aiden. I know they've got the dog in them to do this.
Right now, jump down. We're going to have a jump ball. It'll stay with the Zebras. Coach Malco wanting to hold for 1 second. Coach Johnson says, come and get him. Don't let him hold it. And that they did, and that caused that jump ball there. And a chess match as Reese Reaney comes out and Reiner back in. And now Coach Johnson goes to his bench and brings Nolan Young back in. 42.9 seconds to go here in the first quarter. McLaughlin will get it in the backcourt. McLaughlin will walk it across the timeline with 39. McLaughlin closely guarded out of Smith. Coach Johnson brings everybody out in a man to try to take away that delay. Tarek with the basketball. He's going to be guarded by Tyson Good. Gets around Good, brings it back up, and he'll reset Zebra offense with 18. McLaughlin now on the far corner. McLaughlin. Now we'll start the offense for the Zebras. As it tips in the backcourt, ball's loose, picked up by McLaughlin. Now to Reinholt. Reinholt with the basketball. Reinholt has it stolen. And then Reinholt's going to get a foul as he tries to get the ball back. It is stolen by Vest. And with 4.1 seconds to go, it'll be Cass basketball, and they'll get it right in front of the scoring table. Chambers will inbound it for Cass. 4.1 seconds to go. The inbound comes to Miller. Miller quickly up the floor. Miller penetrates. Shot off glass. Rolled in. Good at the buzzer. At the end of one on the inner two IU scoreboard. Lewis Cass, 8. Your Rochester Zebras, 7. Back with the second quarter after this. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4.
High energy bills? Contact the Installation Guys, LLC Rochester, and let them be your solution to modern energy efficiency. They provide spray foam insulation for every application, from new home to attic upgrades to pole barns and everything in between. Spray foam seals the exterior of any structure from air filtration, which accounts for most heating and cooling loss. Call the Insulation Guys at 260-705-7477 to solve your high energy bills.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Back here at Rochester High School, the first quarter is complete, and Dan, I don't think it disappointed anyone. An 8-7 score on the scoreboard, but man, it was a dogfight for the whole 8 minutes.
Yeah, if somebody just joins in and sees 8-7, they would think it was a not very exciting first quarter, but that was pretty intense. Both teams kind of feeling each other out a little bit. Shooting percentage is not great in that first quarter. Several missed wide open shots.
We'll see what happens here in the second quarter, what adjustments are made. It's on the floor for Rochester.
But I'll tell you, what Coach Malco wanted to see from his young guys, I tell you, they didn't disappoint that first quarter. They held their own very well.
They did, especially that last minute when he held the basketball and able to do that. We'll see how that progresses throughout the night. Again on the floor, McLaughlin, McCarter, Hughes, Reinerts, and Reinholt for the Zebras. We'll set Cass for you here in a minute. Three ball on the way by Young, or Good, no good. Reinerts with the rebound. The interesting part, we'll see how long Reinerts could be on the floor. Again, he's playing with two fouls early in this first half. And Derek McLaughlin right to the hole, up off the glass is good. And 9-8, now Zebras on top. Quickly up is Young. Young, he'll take it right to the hole. No good. Reinerts with another rebound. Gives it off to McLaughlin. 35 seconds gone by here early in the second quarter. McCarter with the basketball in the corner. Pull-up jumper on the way. Short. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up again. Bounces around. Bounces in. McCarter's got 5, and it's 11-8. Zebras on top. Johnson now will bring it across the timeline for the Kings. He goes to the left side to Young. Young, top to Good. Good. He'll go to the hole, up off the glass. Too hard. Rebound, Reinerts. Under 7 to go. Quickly ahead to McCarter. Stolen by Johnson. And then Johnson throws it out of bounds, trying to save it as he's going out of bounds. And then it'll be Zebra basketball. Into the contest will be Chambers. And sitting down will be Young. Also coming in for Lewis Cass will be Lytle. And sitting down will be Good. Coach Johnson, again, we mentioned it in that first quarter, able to bring in lots of subs and keep his players fresh. We'll see how that plays out here coming up in the third and fourth quarters. McLaughlin with the basketball, top the key to McCarter. McCarter against Tyson Johnson, backs up, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound comes away to Tristan Miller. Miller gives it off to Johnson. Johnson quickly up the floor. Johnson penetrates, kicks it back out to Vest. It's Vest. Vest 10-foot jumper is good. It's 11-10.
Here's the full court pressure we were anticipating.
Coach Johnson has put it on. The Zebras walk it up slowly. Now they get it across the timeline. McLaughlin to Reinhardt. Out to McCarter. McCarter fumbles it and gets it back to Reinhardt. For Reinhold. Reinhold then throws it down low. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by the Kings. It'll stay with the Zebras. 6:04 to go here in the first half. 11-10. Zebras on top on the Innards True Value scoreboard. McCarter inbounds to Reinhardt. Reinhardt at the block. Kicks it back out to Reinhold. Back up top to McLaughlin. Head fakes. Goes to the hole. Kicks it out to Hughes. Now to McCarter in the right corner. McCarter to McLaughlin. McLaughlin then throws it down low, and it's going to be kicked by Lewis Cass. It'll stay with the Zebras on the far side. 5:52 to go here before halftime. Randy Wynn, Dan Bailey, glad you could join us here tonight on RTC TV 4 and Dine FM Sports. McCarter will inbound. He'll throw it in the backcourt to McLaughlin, and McLaughlin will reset the Zebra offense. McLaughlin against Lytle. Now he's at four. Reinhardt trying to get McCarter, and they miss him. He got open. Johnson fell down. Now McCarter has it back up top. McCarter at the volleyball line. He'll penetrate. Go to the hole. Jump stop. Up off the glass. Good. McCarter's got two more, and it's 13-10. Johnson with the basketball. Now down low to Chambers. Chambers turnaround jumper. Up. Good, and the foul. And that foul is going to be whistled on Reinhardt, and that's his third. And Reinhardt will come out.
That's a tough third foul for him to pick up with 5 minutes left in the second quarter.
Smith will in for Reinhardt, and his free throw is good by Chambers, and we're knotted at 13. Here comes that token full-court pressure picked up at half-court now, and Zebras and Aiden Smith is trapped. He dribbles out of it nicely, gives it off to McLaughlin. McLaughlin to Reinhold. Free throw line jumper on the way, off the mark, and a rebound comes to Reinhold. And Reinhold, not happy with the shot miss, goes for the rebound and fouls Cass, and that's going to be his second. 2nd. Johnson will leave it for Lytle to run the point. Lytle will bring it across the timeline with 5 to go before halftime. Goes to the left side to Johnson. Back up top to Lytle. Now in the corner to Chambers. Chambers to Lytle. Left side out to Johnson. Johnson back up top to Miller. Miller with the basketball to Johnson in the left corner. Johnson penetrates. Kicks it out to Beth. Now swings it left side to Miller. Miller to Johnson, top the key. He goes to the hole, throws up a shot off the mark, no good. Rebound comes away to McCarter.
McCarter. Great defensive possession.
Pushes. McCarter picks up the dribble, has it knocked loose, picked up by Cass, almost stolen by Zebras. Miller now has the basketball. Tied at 13. Miller loose on the ground, now gives it off to Johnson. Johnson over the top to Best. Best just inside the 3-point line, bounces around, no good. Hughes rips the rebound. Hughes quickly out to McCarter. McCarter 1-on-4. Steps back behind the 3. Short off the front of the iron. And Johnson with the rebound. Here comes Tyson Johnson. Johnson right to the hole. Layup up. No good. Best picks up the rebound. His shot's blocked out of bounds and right into the hands of Cass. It'll be Zebra basketball. Coach Malco wants a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well, and you're in your True Value scoreboard. 3:53 to go in the second. Tied 13-13.
Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
If you're planning on painting, check out the all-new Paint Center at Inyard's True Value of Rochester. Come in to see all the colors on display for interior and exterior easy care paint. The pros at Inyard's can help you decide the best color for your room. They have all the supplies you need to make your project a success. Inyard's True Value, 1619 Main Street, is open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday 7 to 6, and Sunday from 7 to 5.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, after the Zebra timeout, it'll be their basketball to go the distance. Score update from Pioneer at halftime. It's the Pioneer Lady Panthers 41, your Rochester Lady Zebra 16. Tough game there at Pioneer. Again,
I'll tell you that Coach Johnson called that timeout. That was a much-needed timeout for Rochester also.
13-13, under four to go. Rochester now with the basketball. McLaughlin will have it. Yeah, this has been a quick-paced game, up and down the floor. Both teams not afraid to get after it. Smith with the basketball now for the Zebras. Ball's tipped into the hands of Lytle. Lytle has it now. Brings it up the court. Goes to Miller, back to Lytle. He'll think about a three ball, and he'll pass it off to Johnson. Johnson down low to Best. Best in the right corner to a cutting Miller, and Miller's going to be fouled by Smith, and that'll be the team's sixth for Rochester. And coming in will be Reese Rainey, and he'll come in for Aiden Smith. Johnson will trigger the inbound for Lua Cass. Gets it into Best. Now back in the corner to Miller. They try to go down low to Johnson.
There we see the last two possessions trying to post up our two guards.
Miller against Reinhardt. Reinhold up and good. Following jumper for Miller, and he's got two. It's 15-13. Yeah. Tyson Johnson right now is being guarded offensively by Terrick McLaughlin. So, yeah, definitely a mismatch. Let's keep an eye on that one. McCarter with the basketball. McCarter down to Reinhold. Reinhold top the key. McLaughlin left wing. McCarter running off a couple different screens, trying to get open. They can't get it to him. They're going to have to do something. McLaughlin's tied up, and now they get it to McCarter. McCarter against Johnson, top of the key. McCarter to McLaughlin. Three ball on the way. Good. Jared McLaughlin's got three more, and it's 16-15. Beavers on top now by one.
Such a good action off that driving kick. Great spacing on Terry. Great delivery by Grant.
Lytle with the basketball. Lytle to Best. Best with the basketball now up top to Lytle. To Johnson. Johnson gives it down low. Gets it back out to Miller. Miller against Reinhold. He'll step back for a three ball. Good. 16-18. Cass now on top by two. With 2 minutes to go here before halftime. McLaughlin. We're walking across the timeline. McLaughlin. Yep, there's an illegal screen by Hughes. Kind of threw that hip, trying to catch Johnson coming around it. And Hughes will pick up another foul. That's going to be the team's seventh overall, but it's a player control foul, so Cass will have it up to take out of bounds. Post the substitutions for Lewis Cass. And the Chambers on the floor. And Tyson Good will run the point. Also into the contest will be Young. Coach Johnson wants a timeout. It is a 60-second timeout. We'll take one as well. Zebra basketball, Giant FM Sports, and RTC TV4.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter, because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Great win. Dan Bailey back here at Rochester High School. Glad you could join us tonight. And, again, 18-16 Cass on top. And, really, it's kind of been a chess match. As you see both teams back and forth, Coach Johnson able to go a little deeper in his bench and bringing fresh guys in and really having a hard time getting Grant McCarter open.
You know, as a coach on Rochester side, you got to be pleased with the effort that guys are trying to sell out to get Grant McCarter shots. They're screening really well. And then on the other side, you see Lewis Cass really selling out to try to keep him from getting shot. So it is a really interesting first half so far.
You can tell Coach Johnson that is what his game plan was, to make sure that Grant McCarter got limited number of shots. And his guys are buying into that right now as the ball is down low and kicked by the Zebras. It'll be reset down to Cass underneath their own basket. Johnson will inbound with 1:41 to go. Cass up to 18-16. Pass comes into Tyler Johnson. Pass is not loose by Good. Now gives it off to Chambers. To Tyson Good. Tyson Good. Go to the hole. Offensive foul. And Tyson will pick up his first.
Boy, that was a toughness challenge right there on Tarek, because at the apex there, he had some knees in his face taking that charge.
Eric stood in and took it, and the Zebras are up. They get it to McCarter in the corner. McCarter then is fouled by Tyler Johnson. Tyler just a half a step late to Johnson getting, or McCarter getting around him. It's only team fourth for Lewis Cass. McCarter will inbound, slap the basketball, sets things in motion. Now to Hughes to McLaughlin, top of the key. McLaughlin will penetrate. Kick it back out to Smith. Smith, left wing. Smith looking for McCarter, and he'll get it to him in the right wing. McCarter against Johnson. McCarter dribbles in to McLaughlin. Three ball on the way. Good. You always are looking for that X factor. Right now they're taking McCarter away, and McLaughlin has been that X factor, hitting big 2 3-pointers back-to-back here for the Zebras, up 19-18.
Well, you know,
the
great action, Graham McCarter understanding that they're taking him away, and he's driving that gap right at Tarek's defender, making Tarek's defender step to help and getting him a great shot.
Cass with the basketball. They're looking to kind of run the clock here with 30 seconds to go before half. Take the time off the clock, and a pass is thrown down low and stolen by Aiden Smith. Miscommunication that time by the Cass Kings, and McLaughlin will hold, and Coach Hocker wants one shot with 20 to go. McLaughlin to McCarter, almost stolen by Johnson. McCarter with the basketball to McLaughlin, and it's loose. Tarek has to go chase it down, and he has it with 8. McLaughlin, and then is fouled, and that's only going to be the team fifth. So the Zebras will have to inbound it.
That was a really good foul on Lewis Cass. Tarek had momentum going to the basket. They had several to give, so it kind of makes them reset and play against the defense.
6 seconds remaining before halftime. McLaughlin will inbound. McLaughlin looking. They try to get it to McCarter. He gets open in the backcourt with 5. McCarter around the screen. McCarter then is double teamed, and we have a travel. Has a travel on McCarter. It'll be a turnover, and Cass will have 1.4 seconds. Coach Malco says pick them up a little bit, put pressure on so they don't get an open shot. The throw is down low to Chambers. Turnaround jumper at the buzzer. No good. And that's going to do it for the first half. The Zebras take a 1-point lead into halftime on the Innerts True Value Scoreboard. 19-18. Zebras on top. Back with the halftime show. Sponsored by Dreddy's Place. After this, Giant Ethics Sports and RTC TV4.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on. Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignments, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement. Fulton County Best One Tire, see Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Break up with your old internet provider. Hi, I'm Martin Kolger at RTC Communications, and I'm here to tell you, you won't even miss that what's-its-name internet provider you've been putting up with. RTC Communications high-speed wireless internet offers speeds up to 50 megs, no data caps, limited contracts, no landline required, and unlimited usage times. To start a new relationship, call RTC at 223-2191.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, we are at halftime. The Zebras lead by 1-19-18 on the Innards 2-value scoreboard. Halftime show being brought to you by Dre's Place, home of the Other Side Grill in the Arlington Banquet Room. Check out team meals, to-go box lunches, and a full coffee bar, now featuring bubble teas. That's Dreddy's Place in downtown Rochester. Before we get to tonight's boys game at Pioneer, it is 41-16 Rochester trails at halftime. Again, that next broadcast for girls basketball will be a Saturday morning as they travel to the Warsaw Invite to take on Warsaw in game one at 9:40 pregame, 10 o'clock tip-off for that one, and then win or lose. If they lose that one, they'll play at 6 o'clock. If they win that one, they'll play at 8 o'clock. And you can join us for that game in the evening as well here on Giant FM. Dan Bailey joins us now, halftime here, and it's been a dandy 19-18, a low-scoring contest. Not sure if you thought it would be a low-scoring game, but kind of had a feeling with both defenses going to be nitty-gritty here.
Yeah, I think this is exactly how both coaches probably saw this game going. Super intense, fairly low scoring, mainly because defense has been really good on both ends of the floor.
Dan, you've got the first half numbers for us.
Yeah, Lewis Cass not shoot the ball very well, and that has actually led to us dominating on the boards a little bit. We're doing a really good job blocking out. Both teams turning the ball over a little bit. We've got Rochester had 9 turnovers. Lewis Cass had 7 turnovers.
Kind of to be expected, I think, with the pressure and that, full court. Cass put a little bit of full court pressure on there in the second quarter, but just the passes and how tight the defense is.
Yeah, the defensive pressure definitely led to turnovers on both ends. I know both coaches are in there talking about how they got to cut down on the turnovers, but they're doing a good job of causing turnovers on the opponent's side. You know, the scoring, I think, looks the way we would expect it to look. You know, Grant McCarter leading Rochester with 9 points. Tarek coming in second with 8 points. Kyle Reinhart only has two, but he got into some early foul trouble, which we kind of talked about at the beginning of the broadcast. And to Rochester's credit, his foul trouble really hasn't hurt them too much.
No.
You know, the subs coming in have covered very well. Rini put some good minutes in there, guarding some of the bigs. So, you know, foul trouble, not really a big problem for Rochester. On the Lewis Cass side, we've got Tristan Miller leading with 7 points. Tyson Johnson has 4. Luke Chambers has 5. And Carson Vest has 2. So fairly low scoring. I think the points are coming where we would expect them to come. Probably the biggest adjustment I saw on the floor on the Rochester end was Grant McCarter forced a couple shots early. Against the defensive pressure, Tyson Johnson playing some really good defense, and Grant forced a couple shots. And then as the second quarter got going, he figured out how to take that pressure and hit Tarek a couple really good shots. And I think that was really big for Tarek, but that's also going to help open some things up for Grant McCarter also. So really good on-floor adjustment.
Tarek McLaughlin averaging just over 7 points points a game and already got 8. So, you know, that is a huge lift for the Zebras. Like you said, with Kyle Reinhart getting in foul trouble, he's averaging 13. So picking up a little bit of slack there as for the Zebras. What adjustments do you see both teams making here in halftime?
You know, I look, knowing that this is a potential look-ahead game for the future in the sectional, maybe not a lot different. I would maybe expect to see Lewis Cass pick up a little more full court pressure, have court trapping to see if they can get the ball turned over a little bit more and get their offense going. They are getting some good looks offensively and just not shooting a real good percentage. So if I see any adjustment, I'd maybe see Cass trying to put a little more pressure on. But right now, I would say both coaches are pretty happy with where the result is.
19-18 is where we stand on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Again, the halftime show being brought to you by Giretti's Place in downtown Rochester. When we come back, the third quarter, Zebras ahead, 19-18. Back in the third quarter after this, Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4.
Are you looking to upgrade your home's old air conditioning unit to a new high-efficiency heat pump? Or maybe thinking of installing a new geothermal system in your home? Or is it time for that old pool pump to be a new Energy Star variable speed pump? Residential members of Fulton County REMC are eligible for rebates designed to help save you money. Give us a call at 574-223-3156 to see if you qualify. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936.
Be sure to stop at a Smith Farm Store's customer appreciation sale this Saturday and Sunday, December 19th and 20th. They would like to thank you for shopping locally and supporting their stores throughout the year. So this weekend, Smith Farm Store will give you an extra discount, including 30% off all clothing, accessories, and footwear, 20% off all toys, and there will be additional special sales and doorbusters all weekend long. Smith Farm Store's customer appreciation sale this weekend, December 19th and 20th, located at 151 Rochester Plaza, serving farm and home since 1971.
Your local trusted choice independent agency is Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance. For over 79 years, they have taken care of families and businesses throughout the area by offering affordable, sensible, and reliable insurance. Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance offers sound advice and programs for auto, homeowners, life, health, business, and commercial insurance. Call 574-223-2166. Visit them online at smithsawyerins.com or stop by their office, Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, since 1932.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, we're ready to start the third quarter here. Zebras up by one. It'll be Zebra basketball on the floor. McCarter, McLaughlin, Reinerts, Reinholt, and Hughes, the original 5-4 Zebras. We'll set Cass for you here in a minute. McLaughlin with the basketball on the left side. McLaughlin picks up his dribble top. The key now getting rid of it. Does to Hughes in the left wing. Hughes down low to McCarter. McCarter, turnaround jumper on the way too hard. And then rebound flood for last touch by McLaughlin. It'll stay with Cass. On the floor for Lewis Cass is, appears to be the original starters. Good, Young, Johnson, Chambers, and Vest. As, oh, excuse me, there's Miller. Miller with the basketball. No, too good. Now off to Chambers. Best is not in there. Yeah, he is. Apparently, we missed that one. And a foul coming against the Zebras as the basket goes in for Chambers. And that foul is coming against. Call that on Reinholdt. That's Reinholdt's third. Him and Reinert's both with three, and the three-point play is good by Chambers. So it's 21-19, quickly cast, now up by two. McCarter with the basketball. McCarter to McLaughlin, right wing. McLaughlin penetrates, kicks it out to McCarter. McCarter, deep three ball, pushed, got his own rebound. McCarter right back up off the glass, rolls around, no good. Hughes pulls down the rebound. Hughes picks it out to Reinert, now back up top to McCarter. McCarter penetrates, dribbles it back out against Johnson to Reinholdt. Reinholdt with the basketball. Reinholdt has it stripped from behind. Off to the races is good. Tyson Good, layup up and good. 23-19. McLaughlin with the basketball. Had his pocket picked, but a foul coming. And that foul is going to be called against Tristan Miller. Miller picks up his first tee first. Zebra basketball right in front of their own bench. 6:38 to go in the third. Biggest lead of the contest right now, 23-19 to Cass. Carter gets it into Reinerts. Reinerts holds. Now right back to McCarter. To Hughes in the corner. Hughes down low to Reinerts. Reinerts at the block. Kicks it back out to Reinholdt. He head fakes. Goes to the hole. Up off the glass. Good. Nice move by Trenton Reinholdt. He's got two more. It's 23-21. Miller with the basketball on the other side for Cass. Now to Good. Now to Johnson. Back top. Good. Now over to the corner to Chambers. Chambers dribbles in. Turn around and kicks it back out. Now they bring it to the near side to Miller. Top of the key. Miller three ball on the way. No good. Rebound is going to be tied up. It'll stay with Lewis Cass. You see, Cass, maybe one of the things they changed is they're crashing the board a little bit harder. And Coach Malco wants a timeout, the 30-second timeout. Give me an opportunity to tell you about Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, where they always treat you like family. Fulton County REMC, making a better tomorrow since 1936. Smith Farm Store, serving farm and home since 1971. Smith Thorian Smith Insurance, insurance bonds and wealth management. Woodlawn Hospital, where care and compassion meet. Just a few of the proud sponsors of Zebra basketball here on Giant FM all season long. 6 minutes exactly left in the third quarter. Zebra's trail 23-21, and Cass seems to be a little more aggressive on the boards right now.
A little more aggressive. Definitely crashing, challenging our bigs a little bit, recognizing that we got a little bit of foul trouble and seeing if they can push the envelope a little bit on that offensive end.
Coach Malco calls the timeout, trying to regroup the troop here. And we'll see what they can do defensively here. The inbound pass comes to Good. Wide open jumper on the way. Good. Well designed from the timeout for Lewis Cass, but defensively not so much for the Zebras. McLaughlin now with the basketball. McLaughlin down in the corner to Reinholdt. They give and go to Hughes. Hughes then tries to go to the corner. McCarter stolen by Johnson. Johnson with the basketball. Johnson kicks it out to Good. Three ball from the corner. Good. They're starting to light up. Here are the Cass Kings. Zebras with the basketball to Reinholdt. Reinholdt with the basketball. Top of the key. Now to Hughes. Swings it far side. Now to who? McLaughlin. McLaughlin goes to the hole. Pull up jumper at the free throw line. In and out. No good. Rebound Miller. Miller with the basketball. Zebras fail by 7, 28-21. Johnson, three ball on the way. Good. Here comes McLaughlin down with the basketball. Under 5 to go. Biggest lead of the night now at 10, 31-21. Tyson Johnson tries to steal. Steps out of bounds. It'll stay with the Zebras. As Aiden Smith comes in, Blake Hughes sits down. Zebras will have it on the far sideline. 4:52 to go, 31-21, and you can hear the aggressiveness of the Cass bench much louder than the Zebra right now. McCarter with the basketball. McCarter against Johnson. McCarter picks up his dribble. Now McLaughlin top of the key. The volleyball line against Miller. McLaughlin setting the offense. McLaughlin to the far side. Trying to get it to McCarter. Can't get it to him. He dribbles it back out. And now he's going to be fouled by Miller. It's going to be the team's second of the half. And McCarter will inbound on the far side right at the volleyball line. Miller second as well. 4.5 to go here in the third. 31-21. Dane Bailey, Randy Wynn, glad you could join us here tonight from Rochester High School. Smith with the basketball for the Zebras. Smith brings it back to the top of the key at the volleyball line. He'll set the offense. Left side now to Reinholdt. He'll give it to Reinertz to give a go to Smith. He drops it off to Terry McLaughlin up off the glass. Good the foul.
Good set there coming off of an out-of-bounds play. Run a little backdoor play and got our young little guy scoring inside.
McLaughlin,
he's definitely
standing up there against the big guys as he's down low, and that foul coming against Vest. Going to be his first, team third, and McLaughlin will go to the traditional three-point play. Free throw on the way. Good. Nope. Rolls out. Rebound to Johnson. 31-23 now. Johnson with the basketball for the Kings. Johnson. As the Zebras are going to try a little press and didn't get there quick enough, and a foul coming. And that one is coming on Smith. Aiden picking up his second, team second. Johnson will inbound. He does so to Vest. Vest down low to Johnson. Johnson up off the glass, up and good. Wide open on a great cut by Johnson off the inbound pass. McLaughlin now with the basketball. Back to 10-point cast lead. McLaughlin has it against Young. McLaughlin to Smith, top of the key. Smith to McCarter. McCarter has it, volleyball line. Extended, goes down low to Reiner, up off the glass, no good, but a foul coming. And that one's going to be on Best. And he'll go to the line to shoot two, Will Reiner. Best will get his second foul. Team number four for the half, and Reinert's now on the line to try to cut this under 10. Reinert's first free throw on the way. Takes his time, and it is no good.
Well, I don't know if this is possible, but I believe this third quarter has been just a little bit more physical than the first half was.
I agree with you. I wasn't sure it could get more physical, but boy, it has. Even the little guys are getting into it down low, not afraid of the big trees. Reiner, second free throw on the way. No good again. Rebound picked up by Young. Young gives off to Johnson, and he will walk it across the timeline, and he'll be picked up by McLaughlin. Now they go into the trap in the right corner. Now back to McLaughlin, top of the key. Now to Chambers. Chambers out to Young. His three ball, good. Cass definitely shooting better outside the arc this quarter than they did the entire first half. And a blocking foul on the other end is Terry McLaughlin taking it right to Vest. And Vest is going to be picked up his third, I believe. And that's the team fifth. McCarter will inbound. McCarter looking to get it in. Going to have to hurry, and he finally does to Smith up top. Smith penetrates. Now he's in the paint. Got to do something with it and get it off to Reinholdt. To McCarter, saves it from going across the timeline. And they'll reset with three to go here in the third. McLaughlin, he'll penetrate. Kick it back out to Smith. Smith among the trees as well. Now he's got to do something with it and gets it off to Reinholdt. Reinholdt. Right wing, Reinholdt against Best. Reinholdt picks it back up, gives it out now to McLaughlin. McLaughlin to the hole, kicks it, and they're going to have an offensive foul. Tarek McLaughlin running over Lewis Cass, and the official a little slow to call that one, but he indicates an offensive foul. It's going to be his second.
You know, the end result of that possession was not what the Zebras had looked for, but tell you the ball movement and the people movement, that was a really good offensive possession. They got a lot of drives and kicks. Not happy with the end result, but boy, it was a pretty good possession.
Young with the basketball now for Cass up top to Miller. Miller now to Chambers. Chambers back up top of Young. Young penetrates, picks up his dribble. Now throws it to Tyler Johnson. Johnson out of Miller. Cross court to Tyson Johnson. Down low to Chambers. Chambers at the block. Off the glass. Good. Switches hand mid-air and throws it off the backboard in the biggest lead of the night. Now 15-38-23. Cass on top on the Innards True Value scoreboard with two to go. Smith with the basketball. Smith drives around Miller. Now cut off down low. Kicks it back out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin drives. Kicks it to Smith. Three ball on the way. Off the mark. Falls his shot. Gets it. Goes back up off the glass. Good. Great job by Aiden Smith to follow his own shot. Got his rebound. You don't see that too many times anymore. And it's 38-25. Cass has the basketball. 90 seconds remaining here in the third. Miller with it to Young. Three ball on the way. No good. Reinerts pulls down the rebound. Quickly ahead to McLaughlin. McLaughlin up the court. Top the key. Goes left side to Smith. Smith to the near side now to Reinhold. Reinhold back to McCarter. McCarter has it at the volleyball line against Johnson. Picks up his dribble, top of the key. Now to Aiden Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith penetrates. Wrap around pass to Reinhurst. Knocked loose. Picked back up. Now kicks out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin to Smith. Smith underneath. Up and good. 50 seconds remaining, 38-27, and yeah, the little guys are showing the big guys how to do it down low here in the third quarter for the Zebras. Johnson with the basketball, and Coach Johnson wants one shot here. We'll see if Cass can hold on to it with 35 to go. Johnson with the basketball. Tyson Johnson gives it off now to Chambers. Chambers against Reinerts. Now he has a count. Reinerts. He'll dribble and restart the count. Now up top to Miller. Miller against Smith to a cutting Chambers. Chambers underneath the basket and draws the foul. And I believe if it's going to be on Trenton, that's going to be his fourth. And it is. It was on Reinhold, his fourth, team fourth.
Boy, they had him trapped down there on the baseline. I hate to see him bailed out with a foul there, but...
Hughes in for Reinhold. He'll sit down. Four fouls, 14.5 seconds to go here in the third. The inbound pass comes right underneath the basket to Miller. Up and good. Turned her back, and Miller snuck in there. McCarter has it on the inbound with six. McCarter with four. McCarter crosses the timeline with two to Hughes. Throws it up at the buzzer, and no good. And that's going to do it for the end of the third. Cass extends their, or takes the lead and extends it 40-27 here at the end of the third on the Innards True Value scoreboard. Back with fourth quarter after this. Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4.
Pulaski Memorial Hospital's family medicine and women's health physicians, Dr. Brogan Baylor, Dr. Clint Coffin, and Dr. Melissa Zart, provide a lifetime of care, allowing you and your family to keep the same doctor throughout every stage of life. As Indiana's only certified baby-friendly critical hospital, their physicians and staff are committed to providing a warm and welcoming atmosphere to help deliver your baby and to continue caring for them at any age. Pulaski Memorial Hospital, Winnemac. Call for an appointment at 574-946-2194.
Rochester Glass is proud to be celebrating 63 years as a family-owned business right here in Fulton County. They supply glass for every purpose. Their specialties are storefronts, tabletops, mirrors, plexiglass, window screens, window glass, thermopane doors and windows, auto glass installation and repair, and 3M Scotch Tint window tinting for residential and commercial windows and vehicles. Call Rochester Glass Company 223-6574 or stop by their location 1525 Main Street in Rochester.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School, we get ready to start the fourth and a final quarter here. Cass with a 40-27 lead. Dan, that quarter was all Cass as they started hitting the three ball and just couldn't stop.
I'll tell you, the shots they were missing in the first half, they did not miss in that third quarter.
Zebras start with the basketball, trailing again 40-27. Smith with the basketball, top the key, now dribbles into the free throw line to McCarter, back out to Trent Reinhold. Three ball on the way, in and out, no good. Reinerts with the rebound, back up, good. Reinerts has two Hornets, 40-29. Lytle will run the point for Lewis Cass. He goes off to the right side of Young. Young, right side. Cass taking their time, setting their offense. Now back up top to Miller. Miller to Lytle. He'll reset. He'll go to Miller, right wing. Miller looking down low to try to get it, and they do get it into Tyler Johnson, but a foul coming on the Zebras. I believe that's going to be on Aiden Smith. Call for a hold on the inbounds pass, and Tyson Johnson will check back in. And sitting down will be Keegan Lytle. Tyson will inbound. Tyson over the top to Chambers. Ball stolen by Smith. Smith goes to the hole. Smith head fakes, gets his defender off. Still gets a shot blocked by Young. Young with the rebound. Young quickly ahead to Miller. Knocked out of bounds by the Zebras. It will stay with Cass underneath the basket. Great defense on both ends. As Bass comes back in, and Tyler Johnson will sit down. I probably would have liked to see maybe Smith finish that and take it to the hole as he pulled up for the head fake, and that's what kind of got the shot blocked. Tyson Johnson with the basketball, now down low to Miller. Miller in the paint. Miller can have to get rid of it, and he does out top to Chambers. Miller has it now left wing. Down low to Best. Best goes to work up underneath the post, up off the glass. Good, the foul. Nope, we're going to call it on the floor. They're going to wave it off.
You can definitely see the plan for Lewis Cass coming out in this fourth quarter is to pound that ball inside. They're taking advantage of our younger guard play so far in the first few possessions.
That foul was on McLaughlin before the shot, so there'll be no basket. And now we're going to have an illegal screen. And we'll see, that's going to be on 24 Best, or Chambers, excuse me. His first team six, so we'll be shooting free throws the rest of the contest as both teams now have reached the bonus. McLaughlin will bring it across the timeline. McLaughlin against Young. McLaughlin, top the key to Reinhold. Tyson Johnson still pretty much face guarding Grant McCarter. Reiner to Reinhold. Reiner to McLaughlin. McLaughlin, top of the key, dribbles in, kicks it back out, now to Smith. Smith with it on the right wing. Smith will drive, pull up, now he's got to do something with it, and he gets it off to McLaughlin, to Reinhold. Reinhold kicks it into Smith, out the block, Smith back to Reinhold. Top of the key to McLaughlin. Again, great ball movement by the Zebras, just not able to get an open shot. McLaughlin to Reinhold. Down low to Reinerts. Reinerts, turnaround jumper, good.
Really, really good offensive look.
Great possession that time by the Zebras. Cut it to 9, 40-31. Tyson Johnson will walk it across the timeline. Now he'll give it up to Young. Young free throw line. Now down low to Chambers. He'll go to the hole, up and good. Chambers has two more. It's 42-31. McCarter with the basketball. Around Johnson this time. Throws it up, no good. Reinerts with the rebound, up and good. Quickly up is Miller with the Cascades with the basketball. Drives the lane, throws up a shot, no good. Rebound fought for, and Miller gets it back, and a foul coming. And they're going to get Reinerts with a hold on the shot. And they're going to call it on the shot, so he'll get two with Miller. Tristan Miller, the 6 foot junior, at the line now shooting two.
Well, that's four fouls on Reinerts, but. He's starting to come alive here in the fourth quarter. I'm sure he's not going to come out of this basketball game.
Checking in the contest will be Tyson Good. Sitting down will be Nolan Young for the Kings. 42-33. Miller's got one more to try to stretch it back to 10. He does. 5:11 to go in the contest. Randy Wynn, Dan Bailey, glad you could join us here on Giant FM Sports and RTC TV 4. 10-point lead for the Cass Kings on the Energy Value Scoreboard. 5 minutes to go, and Coach Malko wants a timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. Again, 43-33, Giant FM Sports.
Tax season is here, and getting the right help doesn't have to be a mystery. With over 25 years' experience, Tidewater is happy to assist individuals, small business, and corporate accounts. Located in downtown Rochester at 806 Main Street, Tidewater offers fast refunds, being prepared with personal and professional care. Call 574-367-7366 today for an appointment. Tidewater Executive Tax Service is your hometown tax resource.
Turn in the tide on taxes. Tidewater Tax Service.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School. Again, 5 minutes to go here in the contest. 43-33. Zebras trail by 10 as Coach Malco calling the timeout there to kind of put his final thoughts here together as we try to make a push here in the final five. Trailing 10, they get it down to 7 or 8, but they just can't get over the hump. Defensively, they got a slow down cast.
They're going to have one or two big stops with some scores.
Reinholt with the basketball now for the Zebras. Reinholt, top of the key, picks up his dribble, and that gives it to McCarter. McCarter, right wing. McCarter dribbles in, kicks it out to McLaughlin. McLaughlin penetrates, keeps it out to Smith. Ooh, thinks about a three ball, passes it up. Now back up top to McCarter. McCarter with it. 4.5 to go here in the fourth. Baden Smith. Smith, head fakes, gets his defender up. Free throw line jumper, no good. Miller with the rebound. Miller has the basketball. Miller will look to push. Now down in the right corner to Good. Tyson Good with the basketball up top. Now to Tristan Miller. Miller to Vest. Vest in the right wing to Good. Three ball on the way. Short. And Reinhardt gets the rebound.
Great rebound. Kyle's come alive here this fourth quarter. He's playing well.
Smith with the basketball. Kicks it back out in the corner. Reinhardt back up top to Reinhardt. And Smith will have it. Smith in the left wing. Smith over the top, tries to go to Reinhardt, and a foul coming against Cass. Oh, they called it on Reinhardt. Reinhardt will pick up his fifth. Not sure how they called that one on the offense. So it's should be a player control foul. If it's on the offense, it has to be a player control foul, so no free throws.
Boy, Kyle had a great fourth quarter there.
Yeah.
Lewis Cass had a concentrated effort all game to keep him out of the game, and he really came alive in the fourth quarter and sparked the Zebras' comeback here.
Yeah. The officials are going to talk at Coach Johnson, pleading his case to get free throws. Interesting to see if they will call it to player control. So no free throws. It'll be Cass basketball to come the distance. 3:47 to go, 43-33. It was trailed now by 10. And looks like we're all on the same page now. And here we go, back into live action. Chambers with the basketball. Chambers now gives it off to Johnson. Johnson to Miller. Top of the key now to Good. Good to Johnson. Back to Good. Good. Cass probably going to try to run some clock here, not force anything unless they get a wide open shot.
We are definitely going to see a deliberate loose Cass team right now. They're going to take back doors. They're going to take post-ups. They're going to take layups.
Layup there, no good, too hard, and Reinhold pulls down the rebound. Reinhold then will push. Reinhold to Smith. Smith with the basketball. Smith has it. Smith penetrates, kicks it back out, and he'll give it off to Reinhold with 3 minutes to go. Reinhold against Best. Reinhold travels in and has his shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by Miller. Miller will go coast to coast, up and good to foul. That one could win either way. They're going to get Derek McLaughlin on a blocking call. And that will be McLaughlin. Yeah, McLaughlin's third. And going to the line will be Miller. Free throw good. Completes the three-point play, and it's now a 46-33, 13-point lead for the Cascades. McLaughlin with the basketball. McLaughlin, he'll pull up a three-pointer. On the way, no good. Rebound, last touched by Lewis Cass. It'll stay with the Zebras. 46-33, 2:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. Nope, now they're going to change it. They're going to say it was last touched by the Zebras. So it'll be out of bounds after the three-point shot. It'll stay with now with Tyson Johnson. He'll bring it across the timeline against McLaughlin. Down in the corner, now to Good. Good to Miller. Again, they're going to look for those wide-open shots or those backdoor cuts, as you said earlier. And here they go. They try to set up a couple. Zebras that time respond, and Cass will have to reset. Johnson with the basketball. Now top of the key. Trying to get it down low to Vest, and they can't. They'll send it back up top to Miller, and they'll reset. Miller, he'll just pull up a three. Rolls it in. 49-33. 2 minutes to go now here in the fourth quarter. McCarter with a basketball. McCarter against Johnson. McCarter to McLaughlin. McLaughlin penetrates, kicks it to Hughes. His 15-footer good. Blake Hughes has two. It's 49-35. 1:40 to go here in the fourth. Good. We'll hold up top. Now he gets off to Miller. Miller to Vest. The give and go. Vest pull up jumper. Or excuse me, Miller pull up jumper. No good. McCarter pulls it around the rebound. McCarter will keep it himself. McCarter quickly ahead to Smith. Smith in the right corner. Smith penetrates. Now dribbles back out and gives it off to McLaughlin on the right wing. McLaughlin into the paint. Picks up his dribble. Now kicks it back out to Smith. He thinks about the free ball. Gives it down low to Hughes. Hughes leaves it for Reinhold. Down low. And we're going to call an offensive foul against Reinhold. And we're going to call an offensive push-off on Reinhold. His fifth. And host of substitutions for Cass. And Reese Reaney will check in for
The last two.
We're going to go to Hoffman.
Last two offensive fouls, the fifth foul for Reinert and the fifth foul for Reinhold. Questionable. Probably could have gone and called there.
49-35, 69 seconds remain here in this contest. Tyson Johnson will sit down. He's probably done for the night, and in for him will be Keegan Lytle. Reese Reaney also back into the contest for Rochester, and Grant McCarter will sit down. Grant, tough night tonight, but, you know, Coach Malco said it earlier, these kids are going to grow a lot. I think they've learned a lot about themselves. They found some fight in them, especially Tarek McLaughlin and Aiden Smith have really come alive here in the second half, fighting down low against these big pass guys.
Yeah, Tarek McLaughlin
out.
A lot positive coming out of tonight for Rochester.
Again, an opportunity possibly to see Lewis Cass coming up at the end of the year as they are in the Zebra sectional. So we'll have to wait to see how that draw comes and play that all out again later if that happens. With basketball now is Lytle. Lytle on the right side, 60 seconds remaining here in the contest. He gives it off to Young, now back in the corner to Hillis. Hillis with Big Dog. Yeah, gives it off to Fitch, and he travels. So Coach Johnson making a couple more changes. He'll bring in McLean and also Hines. 50 seconds remaining, 49-35. Stay with us as we'll have the postgame show be brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. We'll talk to Coach Malco, and Coach Bailey will have final stats for us here coming up at the end of the contest. Hunter Campbell into the contest for the Zebras. Also in, Drayden Vance, Reese Rainey, and Huffman with 41 seconds remaining, 49-35. Lytle will bring it across the timeline for Cass. He gives it off to McClain. McClain on the right wing, back up top now to Hines. Hines to Hillis. Back over to McClain. McClain, top of the key. McClain to Hines, back to McClain, and they're looking just to run the clock out. As Hillis has it, now back up top of McClain. Now over to Fitch with Hitt. Fitch has the basketball against Smith. Now up top to Hines, and that will do it. Your final score tonight from Rochester High School, Lewis Cass, 49, your Rochester Zebras, 35. We'll be back with the postgame show, being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. The final on your In-Yours True Value, 49-35, Cass over the Zebras. Back after this, Giant FM Sports and RTC TV4.
You like your water clean and refreshing, right? Only Culligan has every drinking water option for you. We have 5-gallon bottles and coolers for your home or office, bottleless coolers for work, and our very efficient reverse osmosis drinking water systems for bottled quality water at your kitchen sink. We don't have a faucet or pitcher filter because with Culligan water, they're not necessary.
For better water in your home or office, call Culligan today at 574-223-2420. Serving Fulton County for over 70 years.
First Federal Savings Bank would like to wish everyone happy holidays from their family to yours. First Federal Savings Bank has decided to extend their purchase special through December for all purchase fixed-rate sellable loans disclosed in the month of December. First Federal Savings Bank will give a lender credit of $500 towards standard closing costs plus a discounted interest rate from the published rate sheet. Ask one of their mortgage loan originators for more details. Borrowers must meet underwriting guidelines. First Federal Savings Bank is an equal housing lender, FDIC insured, NMLS number 399927.
Fulton County Best One Tire does more than just tires. They offer a complete line of services with quality that you can absolutely depend on.
Ask their friendly staff about oil changes, transmission flushes, brake services, alignments, exhaust maintenance, and even engine replacement.
Fulton County Best One Tire. See Doug or Todd at the corner of Fort Wayne Road, Highway 25 North Rochester. At Fulton County Best One Tire, the most important person to them is you.
Have you heard that RTC has upgraded their new fixed wireless? RTC has invested in new towers and equipment to bring the best possible fixed wireless service to those customers in our community that cannot get fiber-based internet. This service is available in Fulton and Northern Miami counties. There are no data caps, and speeds up to 50 meg can be delivered. Call 223-2191 or 598-2782 and learn more about the new fixed wireless from RTC.
Untangling your headphones, finding the right remote, saying goodbye to your favorite shirt that hasn't fit in 10 years. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who live in your community and answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like finding a new favorite shirt. That's simple human sense.
For more information, call Jennings Insurance of Rochester and Argus.
In the spirit of giving this holiday season, Shepherd Chevy Buick and GM are offering you employee pricing. Yes, that's right. You pay what we pay for a brand new 2020 Chevy model vehicle. So, wherever you may go this Christmas season, to Nanny's house, Uncle Buck's, Aunt Helen's, Shepherd's wants to help get you there in style and comfort with GM employee pricing for all on all 2020 Chevrolets. And don't forget, Shepherd's also has an excellent selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from that go through a complete 172-point inspection, and the service department is always ready to keep you safe on the road with a fantastic diagnostic special all month long. Be sure to follow us on Instagram for some fun Christmas gas card giveaways and visit us online at shepherdsrochester.com. From all of us at Shepherd's, happy holidays from the entire team at the corner of 14 and 25, your hometown dealer for over 25 years.
Stop letting pain or discomfort keep you from enjoying your best life. Rochester Orthopedics, your regional orthopedic specialists, provide state-of-the-art orthopedic services you can trust. Our board-certified fellowship-trained surgeons and certified nurse practitioners treat both adults and children using the most advanced technology in the friendly convenience of the Woodlawn Hospital Quality Campus. Live your life to the fullest and call Rochester Orthopedics today at 574-223-9525.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Back here at Rochester High School again in the final score tonight on the Innards True Value scoreboard, a 49-35 Cass over Rochester. Time now for the postgame show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins, the firm built for current and future legal needs. Dan, you've got the final numbers as we wait for Coach Rob Malko to join us here on the postgame show.
All right, for Lewis Cass, they were led tonight by Tristan Miller with 16, Luke Chambers with 12, Tyson Johnson had 9, Tyson Good with 7, Nolan Young with 3, and Carson Vest with 2, for a total of 49.
We'll let Coach Rob Malko slide in here. And, Coach, we talked in the pregame show. You wanted to see how much the kids grew up. And I think Aiden Smith and Tarek McLaughlin grew a bunch tonight. I was very impressed with how they handled themselves.
Well, you know, I agree. That's probably the two things that stick out for me is how Tarek and I thought as the game progressed, and we would talk to Aiden when he came out of the game, I thought he got better and better and better as the game went on. So, you know, those are the things that we like to see. We wanted to see those younger players get better. But, you know, other than that, sectional opponent.
Right.
And just going out and playing in at the end of December and getting this under our belt and moving on.
Well, you know, the other thing is you mentioned, you know, missing Quinn, missing his hard work and everything down low that he would do. And really, I think you could see that tonight is you definitely could use him, and so that'll be an advantage hopefully going into the sectional if you do draw Lewis Cass again.
Well, you know, at the end, it is what it is. But, yeah, Quinn, you know, Kyle getting foul trouble early, hurt. But, you know, at the same time, it gave me a chance to put some guys on the floor to make some plays and put the onus on them, and I thought they responded well. And we know what Quinn will bring, you know, when he's back. We know – you know, what Kyle would bring when he's in a situation where hopefully he's not tied up with fouls. But, you know, there were good things, no question about it. You always want to win when you come out here, but at the same time, you know, it's something that you're working toward March.
The other thing that impressed me, I think, was Grant McCarter. He kind of struggled a little bit in the first quarter, realizing he had a lot of pressure. But once he realized it and kind of settled in, he was able to make some great passes to Tarek McLaughlin, get him open for a couple wide-open threes. And just the way he handled himself the rest of the game and helping his teammates.
Well, he did. He did. And Grant obviously leads us in a lot of ways. But, you know, at the end of the day, Cass is a very good basketball team, you know, without a doubt. As I look at them and you look at our sectional, they were one of the favorites to win a sectional. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we'll keep an eye and watch them as the rest of the season plays out. And, you know, we'll work to get better. And hopefully if we see them again, we can, you know, play a better game and make it something at the end where we have a shot.
Now you have a little time off, and now three games the next week is you've got Winnemac, Whitco, and Oregon Davis all on the road.
Yeah, and like I just told the guys, it's kind of like sectional week. We're on the road all three games. We're going to be on the road during the sectional, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, if you have an opportunity, unless you get the bye. So, you know, there's some things there we can draw on, I think, for next week that kind of also plays forward to March. And, you know, March is a little ways away, but at the same time, you start trying to plant seeds and put people in places so that we can refer back to it when that time gets here and hopefully learn from it.
It'll be here before we know it.
It will.
Coach, we'll let you get out of here. Tough loss tonight, but our kids, I think, learned well and played well.
Yeah, I do too. We'll come in tomorrow, and we'll start getting ready for Winnemac.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks.
Rob Malko of the Rochester Zebras, again, that coach's interview being brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital. Dan, you've got the final numbers then for the rest of the game?
All right, for Rochester's side, led tonight by Tarek McLaughlin. He had 10, Grant McCarter with 9, Kyle Reinerts had 8, really came alive there in the second half. Trent Reinholdt had 2, Blake Hughes had 2, and Aiden Smith with 4 for a total of 35. I think, you know, Coach hit on it there. The Zebras growing a lot tonight,
yeah,
in preparation for what's to come. But,
you know, you've been around basketball a long time. That's what you want to do. You obviously, you don't want to be playing your best basketball in late December. You want to kind of see where you're at. This is only the fourth game for the Zebras. And really now you can kind of use this, like you said earlier, as a measuring stick and work your way up for the 21 portion of the season.
You know, you could definitely see defensively what Lewis Cass was trying to do. They were set against taking our bigs out.
Yep.
and taking Grant McCarter out. And they did a very good job of defending that. And to Rochester's credit, they did a good job of trying to counter that and hit them with some other opportunities offensively. So overall, really good high school basketball game tonight.
49-35 again, the final here tonight at Rochester High School. The varsity or JV contest also went to Lewis Gass 50-21. Bowers led away for the JV squad with 7 points. That's going to do it from Rochester High School. That's the post-game show being brought to you by Peterson, Wagner, and Perkins. Dan, thanks for your time here this evening. We appreciate you filling in for us, and maybe we'll see you down the road again.
Very good.
For Dan Bailey, I'm Randy Wynn. We'll talk to you a Saturday morning. Coach's Corner, Giant FM Sports, RTC TV4.
Rochester basketball is brought to you by Smith Sawyer Smith Insurance, Shepherd Chevrolet Buick of Rochester, Jennings Insurance, The Insulation Guys, Rochester Glass, Enyart's True Value, Fulton Solid Waste District, Manitow Moose Lodge number 1107. Rochester basketball is also brought to you by Pulaski Memorial Hospital, RTC Communications, Culligan of Fulton County, Woodlawn Hospital, First Federal Savings Bank, Fulton County REMC, Smith Farm Store, Fulton County Best One Tire, Tidewater Executive Tax Service.